I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
Thank you. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret for Magic Hand Car Wash, washing cars for over 25 years.
That's it. He's still open. Of course, it's still open, Magic Hand Car Wash, and doing great things, washing during lockdown 2.0 and looking after your car. Visit any of the 13 locations today and presents a magic moment with Margaret. Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, boys. Good morning.
Can we?
How are you all?
Can we congratulate you, first of all? I believe you got your first great-grandson, young Fergus, during the week.
And he's an absolute beauty. Oh, he's a beautiful boy.
Oh, well done,
Tell
Margaret.
Me all about it, Margaret.
Well, he arrived last Sunday evening. Had a bit of a rough entrance into the world, but he's arrived and they're doing well. He's a little bit cross at night yet, but he'll settle in. He's just a beautiful, beautiful boy. I have two beautiful great-granddaughters. I've only got three great-grandchildren. Nothing grows quick in my house. Nothing. But I've got three. I'm lucky at 90. It's lovely.
Oh, that's very fantastic news.
It's beautiful. Isn't it? How beautiful is that? The family going well?
Yes, they're going well. They'll be well, yes. They're having a little bit of a struggle at the moment with him, but they send them home so early, you know, it's a pretty big world out here, and so he's got a long way to go, hasn't he?
Mm. A lot of our audience love your life advice because you've been through so much and seen so much. So I thought I'd ask you this. If you could give young Fergus some life advice, like if you could write him a letter for his 18th or 21st birthday, as some people do, what advice would you give him about life?
Well, it's going to be a very hard and different world he's growing up in, isn't it, for starters? He's going to have to be very level-headed. He's going to have to be very a good citizen to make it in the next few coming years. He's just going to have a very level head and... I don't know what else to say.
No, it's great, Margaret. Thank you for that. Now, I want to ask you about, before you get on to your blues, did you get a chance to have a look at Pixie with the glasses on, his new look in the Oval Office?
I did. He looks very debonair. He looks good. I like them. I like them because I'm a glasses person.
Oh, good on you, Margaret. Thank you.
You look good, and I just love your show of a Monday night. I love it.
Oh,
I
good
love
on
it.
You. Thanks, Margaret.
You and Sam do a damn good job. I'm surprised you've never got the... Hey, listen, Pickers, has he ever give you the chance to come on Footy Classified?
No,
I like
no,
that.
No, no, no.
Big for Picks.
No, no, because he wants to get these other mates on there.
It's a bit big for Picks. It's just...
Hutchie wouldn't want me on there. I could embarrass him
We don't have any boundary riders on there.
Oh, I love his summary of the football. I love listening to it. And I love his summary of the cricket. I do enjoy it. So good luck to you, cricket... Pickers, you do very well.
Thank you, Margaret. And thank you. What about
enough blowing up, hey?
What about your blues? What about your blues last night?
Oh, they're a bit sluggish, weren't they?
Started well.
A bit sluggish, I thought. They started well. But they just seemed to just having a good time out there. I thought they were just rolling around. It didn't seem not much pressure.
No, the pressure was there early, Margaret, but then the intensity dropped right
exactly,
off.
Exactly, the intensity went. But I thought Hawthorn were very good They were very good. They showed what they can do, The scoring of the football has been shocking in the last few nights. Terrible, terrible scoring.
There have been some one-sided games.
The D's were terrible.
No, they were horrible.
Weren't much better.
No, they were horrible. Bulldogs were horrible.
Horrible? Yeah. Terrible scoring. I've never seen such scoring as that. Shocking.
Yeah, well...
I think they're all a bit...
What'd you make of LJ last night? He was a bit off last night, I thought.
Bit off. They were all a bit off, I thought, last night. Mm. I thought Withering tried.
He tried pretty hard.
Teams are going to react differently to the short breaks, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, they will, yeah. No, they were probably due for one of those games, Carlton. But when
They were. I said that. I didn't predict them to win, to tell you the truth. I thought Hawthorn will not come out a fourth time and give the rubbish they've been given. So I expected them to play better, and they did.
Yeah.
And they did. They played well.
I have to admit.
Let's hope they keep it up, because I want a Victorian side in there at the last. I don't care who it is, so long as it's a Victorian side.
I think there will be. I don't think it'll be an all-interstate grand final. The West Coast and Brisbane look the best two teams. Port Adelaide in there as well. So
the Magpies.
The three best teams at the moment seem to be the interstaters, with Brisbane Lions, Port Adelaide, obviously, and West Coast. Yeah, those three. But, I think the Pies are still going to be there. The Pussycats will have their work cut out tonight, I think, with a 4 or 5 day break or 4 day break or whatever it is coming up against the West Coast after playing in the driving rain all night on Monday. So
I think that'll be telling.
Yeah.
But,
you never know.
Well, now's the chance for them to step up.
Well, if they can step up tonight, they're the real deal, the Pussycats.
Yes, I'd say so.
Because the way West Coast demolished Collingwood last week, you'd think that they're the red hot favourites.
Hey, Margaret, the Melbourne chairman hit out pretty hard this morning. He's had a real crack at the D's, called them soft as butter and insipid in an interview in the Herald Sun. He said, if you pull on the Melbourne jumper, we don't give them out in Wheaties packets. Do you agree with him? What do you think?
Oh, it's a bit hard. It's a bit hard on them to say that. But, you do say it, don't you? I've said it before about my coaches and things in the past. You got to.
It's a weekly thing, isn't it, Margaret?
Yeah.
Where you have you're up 1 week and you're thinking your team's the best in the world, and they get pants, and then you're off them, and it's just
and
one of those
seasons.
And I don't
know about you, Liam, but I think that all the travelling in between times, it must play a little bit on the players. Really, they. You know, they're not robots.
This has been the most remarkable year, really, so far, and it's going to get worse. So we're going to get a lot more of this, unfortunately, with these games every night.
I'm a fan of Glenn Bartlett, and I think most Melbourne supporters were having a similar sentiment.
Yeah, but why do Melbourne? They seem to pile on their own.
Yeah, but what I would say is this: we've got players living away from home.
Yeah, I agree.
In a hub every 5 days, flying back and forth across the country. And they're going to put in...
They're not even doing training sessions.
They're
doing recovery.
They're not rehearsing the way they play. And we're going to have an occasional bad game here or there. And can we just try a little bit, all of us, me included, to have a little bit more empathy for the way the players are a little bit variable?
Well, you think you've got to. But it's natural...
We are in the middle of a pandemic.
It's natural in the last 3 nights to say, if you're a Dogs fan, you're filthy with the way they performed. If you're a Tigers fan, you should be feeling pretty good, because they're right in this mix as well. When they play like they did the other night, they're going to be damn hard to beat again.
It's human nature. We're all the same. I'm one of the worst at it, but we fall into being critical.
On the night. Like, the thing is, give it breathe for a day and see how they recover from it.
At the end of the day, it's a game of footy. It's a ball with air in it. Everyone's trying their best for the most part, and there's going to be some variable performance.
Well, everyone's trying.
Hey, we're thrilled with Fergus' arrival. Congratulations, Margaret. Lovely to speak to you on a Saturday. Is there a little song you want to... finished with us this morning?
Well, it's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest guys I know. Bye for now.
Good on you, Margaret. Have a great week, though.
Bye, Margaret. Margaret from Sunbury joining us this morning. Isn't she wonderful? And I believe she's
fantastic.
Knitted some masks for us, which were very nice of her last Saturday as well.
Just on the back to the ANZ for a minute. Got one from Mark Ridgway. Remember Big Ridgey?
Yeah, Ridgey. He was a back, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the number 3 teller at the ANZ in Warrigal.
Number 3?
Yeah, number 3. Used to have a dart at the till with the customers.
He's
a state bowler.
He's not a first changer. Number 3? He was an opening bowler.
No, he was an opening bowler, but he was a number 3 teller.
I can't imagine he would have been first-change teller.
He used to treat me like his bunny early days in the district cricket. He used to just knock me over for fun.
Part of the reason he ended up at 28.
That's only the early days until I got hold of him.
This is Off the Bench around Australia.